AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Russell Martin says Panathinaikos isn't a season-defining tie as Danilo looks certain to start at Ibrox. Brendan Rodgers wants to add more goals in this transfer window despite a 4-0 win over Newcastle on Saturday, and St Mirren, Motherwell and Hearts are among the winners as the Premier Sports Cup continued over the weekend. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Roger Hanna.
Well, Panathinaikos might not be a season-defining game for Russell Martin, but it'll define how Super Scoreboard goes from Monday to Friday. This is huge for Rangers. Russell Martin's first competitive game as a manager. The team will be fascinating. The performance will be illuminating, I would suggest. And Rangers cannot afford anything short of a win tomorrow night to take the grease for the second leg.
Yeah, Russell Martin did his pre-match media duties around 2 hours ago now, and some interesting things in that, Rangers fans, so maybe you want to give us a call on those. He says Panathinaikos isn't a season-defining tie. He opened up on why there weren't more friendlies at Ibrox. I know that was a big topic last week among supporters. He talked about the fitness of Dessers and Igeman, and about Danilo as well, how he's impressed in pre-season. Looks as if he will be leading the line tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. I mean, he more or less said that. Press conference at 4 o'clock, Andrew. I just can't get away. I covered the game at the end of last season at Easter Road, Hibs against Rangers 2-2. Covered it for Super Scoreboard. If you'd said to me that afternoon that Rangers would start a Champions League qualifier against Panathinaikos with a front three of Kieran Dowell, Danilo, and potentially either Finlay Curtis, Oscar Cortez, or Nedim Bajrami, I'm not sure I'd have believed you. But this is where Rangers are for tomorrow. Igeman not ready, Dessers not ready, Gassama not ready, Asgard injured. These guys owe Rangers a performance.
Well, Rangers fans, let's look back on those comments from Russell Martin in the past couple of hours. Let's look ahead to that game against Panathinaikos tomorrow. How are you feeling about it? Maybe you want to get your early team suggestions in. 0141 951 1025. A good friendly victory for Celtic on Saturday. Yeah. One that I'm sure delighted a lot of fans. Not only the result, but also getting to see Kieran Tierney back out in Celtic Park as well.
The folk used to joke when I was growing up, Andrew, that if you had a good pre-season, that means your season was going to be rubbish. Or if you're rubbish pre-season, the season was going to be good. So maybe Brendan Rodgers will be worried, because this pre-season for Celtic has been terrific. 4-0 against Newcastle, 2-0 against Sporting Lisbon in Faro last week. They now go to the Como Cup. They've got Ajax, I think, on Thursday night. They'll play either Como with Nicholas Kuhn or Al Hilal over the weekend, and they do look in good nick ahead of this title defence.
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers saying as well that he's eyeing getting some goals in the transfer window. He feels they've lost too many over the past 12 months or so. He mentioned the likes of Kyogo leaving the club, Nicholas Kuhn, even went back to talk about Matt O'Reilly and the goals that left when he joined Brighton. So Celtic fans, what do you think of what Brendan Rodgers wants to do in the transfer market? 0141 951 1025. Or maybe you were out at a Premier Sports Cup game at the weekend, 8-2 win for St Mirren. St Mirren fans, what are you making of preparations for this season? 0141 951 1025. While you get your calls in, why don't we hear from Russell Martin speaking in the last couple of hours, and he's downplaying the significance of tomorrow's game as a season definer, but he knows it's still important.
It's not going to be a season defining game. It's not. So it's a really, really big game, but the season is a long season. We'll be defined by what we do between now and May. So you can build it up to be that. It's a big game. Every game for Rangers is a big game. Every game is a must win at Rangers. But it's not season defining. The squad will look very different in 4 or 5 weeks. I'm convinced of that. But the team we have now, the squad we have now, we have to put in a performance that looks like us, feels like us, and one that we can build off and ultimately win the game. Oh, it could be hugely important for us. It will be. Whatever happens, the plan is to win it, to progress, and to build from there. But whatever happens, we will have something to gauge where this group is at, for them to feel it, the players, what we're asking them to do, to learn a lot about themselves, for us to learn a lot about them. So it will not define us, but it is important. They're all important.
Season defining? How do you gauge that?
No, I don't think European football can ever be season defining for the Old Firm. The season's defined by which team wins the league, whether or not you can add a couple of domestic cups to it. Europe forever, for me, has really been just a bonus for the Old Firm teams. You know, I've seen Celtic in the European final, Rangers in a couple of European finals, and they have been terrific. You know, terrific occasions, fantastic for the fans, but the season is always defined by the bread and butter, and I think it always will be. If Rangers were to lose to Panathinaikos and then lose to Besiktas or Shakhtar Donetsk and get dumped into the Conference League and not do very much in the Conference League, but they won the Premiership, then the season would be defined as a successful one.
0141 951 1025. Let's speak to Craig in Moodysburn, who is a Rangers fan. Craig, are you excited that competitive football is back for Rangers tomorrow?
Yeah, delighted to be going back to Ibrox tomorrow evening, Andrew and Roger.
Hi, Craig.
Hello. And little shout out to my little fan base I've got on YouTube. I didn't realise that was going to be a thing, but apparently I've got a fan base on YouTube, so there you go.
Wonderful.
But I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but anyway. yeah, I'm excited about Russell Martin. In terms of squad list, I think it's pretty much all he could do in terms of... He's bombed out pretty much everyone that he doesn't want. The Red fans, the Robin Propers, the Ben Davies, Matondos, you know, these kind of guys. I was seeing a producer there. I think in terms of within the next few weeks, I think there's only probably two players I think Rangers need to go and get if they do get the deadwood out of the club, and that is Owen Beck and Tudjman. I've read something today that Liverpool are holding out for like £7 million and that's obviously quite high. But if you can get this deadwood out the club, which, you know, I don't like calling them deadwood, but the players that aren't going to feature, and, you know, there's no point in sitting collecting £20,000 a week. And I think it's not even the fee that you're going to get for the Ben Davies, the Propers, the Redvans, the Cyril Dessers, potentially. I know Dessers are in the European list, but... Matondo, these guys are, you know, costing the club £80,000 a week minimum in wages, and that's you know, going to be astronomical to Rangers if we don't make the Champions League, even if we do make the Champions League. But I think tomorrow night, having seen, you know, or seen bits of Rangers in pre-season, highlights and things, Russell Martin's obviously going to want to go very attack minded tomorrow, and I think that's imperative. It's imperative we take a lead across to Greece, because it's not going to be ideal playing in like 35 degree heat next week. And you know, I'm old enough to remember Rangers going across to Athens under Walter Smith and Wilton under that heat. So, but I'm excited about this season. I'll be honest, I'll hold my hands up, I was sceptical about Russell Martin, but hearing the way that he's speaking, and we've heard managers speak this way before, but I do think there's something a little bit different with these owners, and I'm not going to make any prediction Rangers are going to win this, win that, but I think it's similar to the Steven Gerrard thing. There's a long-term plan over the next, you know, sort of 2 or 3 years and win the title this season, if that makes sense.
Yeah, tomorrow will be a huge test, and Rangers fans will be interested, excited to see just how much Russell Martin has managed to do with this squad, because last season, of course, didn't pass the eye test for Rangers fans. It'll be interesting to see how much progress Russell Martin has been able to make in just 4 weeks.
Yeah, I was listening to James Tavernier speaking at his press conference this afternoon, talking about the fans will see a completely different style of play tomorrow. He said they've been asked to play with and without the ball in a different way that he's ever been asked over his 10 years. Now, I was sort of sceptical about a front line involving Kieran Dowell and Danilo, because they've never really done anything for Rangers. But maybe Russell Martin has struck on a style of play that suits Kieran Dowell, and maybe it's a style of play that suits Danilo. Those players are certainly due Rangers big performances, and a Champions League home qualifier against Panathinaikos is the type of stage that if you owe a performance, that's the one to deliver the performance on, Andrew.
Yeah, Russell Martin said towards the end of his press conference today, he didn't name any specifics, but said that there are players that he hopes can you know, surprise supporters that maybe haven't had the best of times at Ibrox that can go on to do it under him.
He also said, when you used the quote, you know, he said it wouldn't be season defining. He also said that in 4 weeks' time, he expects the squad to look considerably different to it does today. Now, that might involve the guys Craig was talking about, Proper, Cifuentes, Ridvan, Davis, guys like that being shipped out. But I think the fans will also hope it involves at least two or three new players coming in. And then that's before you even tackle the John Souter contract situation and any interest there might be in the likes of Igaman, Dessers, Raskin, Diamandi.
Craig was highlighting the left-back position. He was talking about Owen Beck. That will be one to watch going forward because we know Ridvan Yilmaz is not in the Champions League squad. Looks as if he's not favoured. There's Jeffrey there. But Max Ahrens, who was brought in and has played right back for most of his career, looks as if he's the one that could start at left back.
It does. Maybe the clue was there when they get the number three jersey, Andrew. I'm not sure. But I think when they signed him, people thought, oh, that's trouble for the captain. It's a right back coming in. But maybe Russell Martin does see Max Ahrens as a left back. If he does, that would maybe put the Owen Beck thing to bed. If Liverpool are asking for £7 million for him, that would put the Owen Beck thing to bed. But I think there will be players coming in.
How are you feeling about a potential frontline tomorrow, Craig, that has, you know, Danilo at the front of it, and you've got the likes of whether it's Finlay Curtis, Kieran Dowell, Oscar Cortez, guys who maybe have yet to prove themselves?
Yeah, I think Danilo's been absolutely fantastic this pre-season. He's like almost like a new signing in a lot of ways. I think he is, when he's fit, he's probably the best number nine in Scotland, because you look across the city, who have they got? Adam Ida, Danilo.
Has he done enough to prove that, Craig?
I'm not sure I'm having that.
I would say when he's fit, he has done, because what's he done? He's played two games against Celtic, scored two goals. You know, the Celtic fans used to laugh at Morelos for not scoring against Celtic. So I think genuinely, if Danilo can be fit, he's a game changer. You know, that is one of the signings that Michael Beale did get right, I think. Probably he overpaid for him, what was it, £7 million or close to that. Which is why I do think...
Is he still not yet to prove all that, though, Craig? Because he's had, you know, he may well have the quality that you're talking about, but he's had such bad injury problems, he's not been able to stay fit. That has he been able to prove to yourself or Rangers fans that, you know, he is that quality player that Michael Beale hoped he would be when he brought him in?
Well, he's dead. Not proved it yet, but as I say, this pre-season he's been like a new player, so I think the thing with Danilo is keeping him fit. That's what I'm saying. When he's on his game, I genuinely believe he has the best trick.
Let me tell you, Craig, if he scores 30 goals this season, your YouTube following will go through the roof.
You know something, if you gave me a dream scenario of Rangers for this season, obviously if you look back, you know, two or three years ago, whenever it was Postecoglou came to Celtic, you couldn't change it within one window. You needed two or three, and I think that's why I said about, you know, the Gerrard. I'm not saying we give Russell Martin 3 years because he might bomb, but if Russell Martin delivers on his promise that he's going to play this attack minded football, get his wingers, get people in the box, score a lot of goals and be, you know, defensive high line. It sounds a lot like Postecoglou, and he's not going to change that within one window. I think Russell Martin will get some of the deadwood out, but if you gave me a scenario of Danilo and, like I mentioned earlier, Turgeman, or however you pronounce his name, the Israeli striker, for me, Rangers are in a much better position. Igaman is still quite raw. You know, his numbers are very, very good, but he seems to be a player that's very confidence-based, if that makes sense. You know, when Igaman's confidence is high, he's unplayable. You know, and he obviously scored that wonder goal at Celtic Park in March or whenever it was. But like I said, you know, Roger was saying there, if Rangers are able to get in two or three, and Russell Martin's saying the squad's going to look a lot different at the end of August, I know it's probably optimistic, but Owen Beck and Turgeman and four or five out would be the absolute dream for me. But I think Danilo, keep him fit, and he's going to score 25 goals in this league minimum.
Well, thank you to Craig. Craig, a fan of Danilo. Let's hear from Russell Martin on Danilo, who was full of praise for the Brazilian striker today.
I think when you miss pre-season at any age, it's really difficult. You're playing catch-up then for a long period. So he's been great, Danny. I really enjoy working with him. He doubles up as translator. He speaks about five languages, so he's technically really good. He scored some really nice goals pre-season. He links the game well. And what I love about him is he gives everything in every session, absolutely everything he's got and wants to learn. As I said, he helps us a lot with the other players as well. So he's been great, and I hope he can take that form from pre-season into the season.
Scott is a Rangers fan on the line. Scott, are you feeling as confident as Craig, or are you feeling a bit different?
I've got a bit of the confidence that Craig's got, but my main issue, concern is when I jumped into the car and he's talking about Kieran Dowell starting tomorrow night. That's a big worry for me, and I can imagine a lot of other Rangers fans. And I think if that is the case, that's going to be a massive, massive gamble.
Russell Martin was saying today that he feels there are some players in the squad that maybe could surprise supporters, that maybe haven't had the best time at Ibrox, that could go on to have a good season, a good spell under him. Do you, you know, would you put any faith in that, or have you seen enough of Kieran Dowell that you would just write him off at this point?
I would absolutely write Kieran Dowell right off. Other players he's talked about possibly, but Kieran Dowell, no. I've seen enough of him, and I don't even think he should be on the bench, never mind start a game of football. And he can do all he wants in training and look fit. He does not produce in a football park. His end product's not very good, and I think he's lazy. Listen, there's no point in me going into what I believe him and what I think of him, but I think this could be if he plays tomorrow night and he doesn't have at least a good game, the backlash that manager is going to take on Wednesday morning is going to be something else, because I don't know one Rangers supporter that fancies Kieran Dowell, and that's a worry for me that our manager in his first big game fancies Kieran Dowell. I'm kind of stuck for words of it, and obviously he's a manager, he's in training, he's not got the heart, he's not got the desire, he's got a good left foot, a good pass of the ball, and I'm pretty sure he's going to run his heart out because the manager tells him that. He's not got heart. He absolutely doesn't have heart to win a Rangers jersey.
I said at the top of the show, Scott, you know, Rangers finished last season with Czerny, Dessers and Eggerman, and they're now going into a huge Champions League game with Danilo, Dowell and another, whether it's Bajrami or Cortez or Curtis or whoever it's going to be. It looks like a downgrade from the end of last season. The manager said today that Dessers, Eggerman and Jiri Gassama aren't ready to play 90 minutes yet. That would set alarm bells ringing, because Rangers have known for a long time this game is on July the 22nd. Thelo Asgard, really unlucky, injured against Inferno last week. Otherwise, I'm quite sure he would have played. But, you know, Eggerman delayed coming back, not ready to play. Gassama, that deal could have been done earlier. It hasn't been. He's not ready to play. You know, Rangers fans will have question marks. I know Craig, the first caller, was saying he thinks Danilo's the best number nine in Scotland. I'm not sure I've seen that form. As you say, I certainly haven't seen that form from Kieran Dowell. But listen, if Russell Martin can transform these two players into guys worthy of starting positions for Rangers, what a job he'll have done early in his Rangers career.
What about the rest of the team, Scott? Where do your confidence levels lie that they can get through this Panathinaikos tie?
Well, I don't know if they can, to be fair. I've seen enough in training to know that these guys are trying their hardest. It's going to take a while to blend a team in. I think that we'll give it our all, and I might be wrong, but my prediction is we're going to struggle to score tomorrow night, and we're probably going to struggle to score away. We can keep all the possession football and try as much as we like. The last couple of games I've seen, can you count Dunfermline and Hamilton? It's a different level. But as I say, I hope I'm proved wrong just in tomorrow night's game. If you have a blinder tomorrow night, it still doesn't make him a great football player. What my concern is on Wednesday night here, that the manager's going to have a backlash if Kieran Dowell starts that game and he doesn't have at least a game, because I'm asking the new myself, so what's it going to be like when he proves either me wrong or me right that he's got this thing for Kieran Dowell, that he starts him in a big game like tomorrow night? And again, my opinion, he was definitely one of the ones, my opinion, should be right out the door.
First impressions really
fancy him coming on as a sub. Another thing I would say in that is I would probably get it more in the next couple of games if he was a substitute and coming on and playing good, playing good, playing good, and want a start. But to want a start tomorrow night for me is really concerned that the manager thinks he's a Rangers player.
The thing that Russell Martin would need to do as manager of Rangers or head coach of Rangers is sort of put his own opinion above those of supporters. Yeah, if he feels Kieran Dowell is ready to start this game, he's probably not going to listen to the opinions of supporters.
Because there's only been one game, that Bruges game, that supporters have been able to actually watch. The fans, you and me, Andrew, as well, we've not seen Dowell, we've not seen Danilo. They could really be setting the heather alight. Maybe Kieran Dowell has had a new lease of life with that 6 months at Birmingham when they won League One and he came up and he played regularly under Chris Davis there. Maybe he's a player transformed. The Rangers fans, I think, are right to be a bit sceptical about that, given what they've seen from him in a Rangers jersey up until now. Some fans will be sceptical about Danilo, given what they've seen from him in a Rangers jersey up until now. But maybe they've come back transformed. Maybe the new style of play that James Tavernier talks about suits them, and maybe they can go out and do what the manager wants them to do tomorrow night. But it's, I think it's understandable the reaction of some of the Rangers fans at that prospect.
Well, thank you to Scott, 01419511025. If you've got any thoughts to add to those of the last two callers, maybe you're a Celtic fan interested on what's going on at Parkhead with that 4-0 win over Newcastle on Saturday, give us a call, 01419511025. But let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yeah, this is Roger Hanna's final match of the Summer League.
Yeah, we're back to the two-hour shows next Monday.
Yep, and you are 5 wins from 5 during the Summer League. You're trying your best to get yourself back down to -1 for the new season, but you have a point difference. I've got a league table here with a point difference of +26 and 5 wins from 5. So I'm not sure that really points in the direction of, you know, lessening your handicap. But who knows? The decision's not up to me. We will see.
Maybe the summer just suits me. I'm a fair weather pundit.
We'll see. We'll see if that continues tonight. If you want to play Roger Hanna at Beat the Pundit, ring 01419511025 now.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Col Robert. If the accident's your fault or not, he'll sort the lot.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hanna here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We've been looking ahead to Rangers against Panathinaikos in the Champions League qualifiers tomorrow. So Rangers fans, if you want to talk about that, 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans will look back on that friendly win against Newcastle at the weekend. Brendan Rodgers with comments about what he wants to do in the transfer window as well. Maybe you were at a Premier Sports Cup game at the weekend and want to give your thoughts on how your team are doing in that. Give us a call, 01419511025. But let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
The man that is trying to ruin Roger Hanna's 100% summer record is Jamie in Aberdeen. Jamie, do you fancy your chances?
Yeah, always confident, but we'll see.
Have you played before?
No, never. But I've watched plenty of times, so I'll try my luck.
What is it that gives you the confidence you feel you normally get on all right?
Well, I normally do all right, but I'll just be my luck to time at a chance my hands. I'm terrible.
See, the pressure's always on when you get through on air, on the radio. We'll see how Jamie can handle
see,
it.
See, Aberdeen have shown they can win in Glasgow, so you just never know.
That is true.
Well,
that is true.
That's it.
Can Jamie continue that tonight? Right, we will put some Greatest Hits radio in the ear of Roger Hanna so he can't hear us. And Jamie, it is 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if that helps you out. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's good.
Right, let's do it. What shirt number does Kieran Tierney wear at Celtic?
66.
Sir Alex Ferguson played for Rangers and which other Glasgow team?
Edmonton.
Who managed Ross County when they won the 2016 League Cup final?
Malky McKay.
True or false, actor David Hasselhoff supports Partick Thistle?
True.
Which former Scotland captain played for Man United, West Brom and Stoke?
Darren Fletcher.
How many Edinburgh derbies were Hearts unbeaten from 1989 to 1994?
Seven.
Okay, we will bring Roger Hanna back in. Roger, can you hear us?
Yes, I got you.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock for Roger. Let's go. What shirt number does Kieran Tierney wear at Celtic?
63.
Sir Alec Ferguson played for Rangers and which other Glasgow team?
Queen's Park.
Who managed Ross County when they won the 2016 League Cup final?
Jim McIntyre.
True or false, actor David Hasselhoff supports Partick Thistle?
True.
Which former Scotland captain played for Man United, West Brom and Stoke?
Darren Fletcher.
How many Edinburgh derbies were Hearts unbeaten from 1989 to 1994?
21.
What year were Livingston last relegated from the Premiership?
2016.
Who scored twice for Hibs in the 2016 Scottish Cup final?
Anthony Stokes.
How do you think it went, Jamie?
I think I definitely got B there.
Right, Roger, you got through them pretty quickly as well, so we'll see how both of you got on. Remember, Roger starts on -2 as well. What shirt number does Kieran Tierney wear at Celtic? Jamie went for 66. Roger went for 63. It is 63. So Roger pulls one back straight away. Sir Alec Ferguson played for Rangers and which other Glasgow team? Jamie fell into the trap. He said St Mirren, but they're not a Glasgow team. They are a Paisley team, unfortunately. No. You know what? Jamie's from Aberdeen. It's tough to know the geography of it.
And he didn't play for them anyway. Managed them.
Managed them, of course. And they're from Paisley. But Roger gets it right. So that is technically now all square
level
at 0-0. Who managed Ross County when they won the 2016 League Cup? Jamie went for Malky McKay. Roger went for Jim McIntyre, which is the correct answer. So Roger goes one ahead. True or false, actor David Hasselhoff supports Partick Thistle. Now, it is true because he said it once. It kind of just seems like one of these things that he just said it once forced him into saying it and he ran with it.
I think he's getting a season ticket now that the Mushroom's in charge at Fir Hill.
Imagine seeing him.
The Hoff is coming to meet the Mush.
Yeah, well, I wonder. We can maybe get him on, see what he thinks of how Mark Wilson will fare as Partick Thistle manager.
Listen, a guy with a big ego is, you know, sort of managed to get through his career somehow with that big ego, you know. It's not as if Mark's been used to working with somebody like that over the years.
That is very true. Right, so Roger, still one ahead because you both got that correct. Which former Scotland captain played for Manchester United? You both said Darren Fletcher. You both got it right. Roger remains one ahead. How many Edinburgh derbies were Hearts unbeaten from 1989 to 1994? Hearts fans sing a song about it. You went for 21, Roger.
Complete guess.
Was that a complete guess?
Total guess.
It's 22. You are not far off at all. Jamie didn't go as high as that, so neither of you get it. Remains one up to Roger. And that was the end of the road for Jamie. Oh, so we know it's a victory for Roger. And that was the first one you actually got wrong, Roger, as well. Were you on for the 10? In what year were Livingston last relegated from the Premiership? You weren't on for the 10 because that was a rubbish answer of 2016, did you say? 2024.
Oh, of course.
It only just went down and came back up.
Aye.
So remains one up to Roger Hanna. And finally, you got in. Who scored twice for Hibs at the 2016 Scottish Cup final? You are correct. It was Anthony Stokes. So is a win by 2 for Roger Hanna. Unlucky, Jamie.
Cheers, Jamie.
Cheers, lads.
Make sure to phone in and try your luck again sometime soon. Maybe try on a night where Roger Hanna's not on. That's a tough one to phone in for the first time up against.
I'll just get a text from Gordon Dale congratulating me on the win.
I'm sure that's not what it said whatsoever.
So to speak.
Yeah, I'm sure there were a few choice words in there that can't be read out on the radio. 0141 951 1025 on the phone. Shall we hear a bit from Brendan Rodgers? This was him speaking on Saturday after that 4-0 win against Newcastle. He was talking about transfers. He says he's still looking to add firepower to his Celtic side despite that big win.
Yeah, I've still got a lot of work to do, but the guys that are training and working with us are doing so well. You see that today, and they're all developing the fitness and participating in the games for us. But yeah, I would expect us by the end of the window to have brought in players in certain areas of the pitch that we will need to go through a really long season, but it's an exciting season for us. It's bringing goals to the squad, and that always seems, especially when you score 4 goals, it always seems a bit, well, you're okay. But we lost an important player in Kyogo in January, who brought us a lot of goals. We've lost Nicholas Kuhn, who brought us a lot of goals. Matt O'Reilly, even last summer, you know. So even though we scored a lot of goals last season, we still want more, and our ambition is to have more. So I think all across the front areas, we have to be active in order to give us that depth that we need.
Hey, John is a Celtic fan in Greenock. John, what are you thinking tonight?
Once again, Rodgers is telling the ball, but he's after saying that in Serbia. They need a quality signs. Now, they've lost Kyogo, and they've lost O'Reilly, but not really missing O'Reilly, but they've lost Kuhn, they've lost Kyogo. They've chased that boy for Bromby a couple of weeks ago, £6 million. £6 million is nothing to Celtic, and they went to Norwich. They were after another winger, I think he went to Nice, lost him. Now, they come in with a bidding last Friday for a boy. I don't know where he was came through, but they wanted £12 million. The Celtic's like doing their usual. Don't want to pay that sort of money. But even Celtic selling their players, they want top dollar. Now, he keeps telling us board the new quality signings and just to fit right in there. No work in progress. He's been saying that since his game. Why are they not backing the guy up? Why are they not backing him at all?
Well, you're understanding it, John. I mean, in the last press conference, there was a press conference here, Brennan spoke about losing Nicholas Kuhn, and then he spoke about losing Nicholas Kuhn and Kyogo. And now he's speaking about losing Nicholas Kuhn and Kyogo and Matt O'Reilly. If he has 3 more press conferences between now and the start of the season, he'll be talking about missing Odson Edouard, Moussa Dembele and Gary Hooper. The message to the Celtic board is quite clear. Brendan Rodgers wants more attacking players. He has lost Kuhn, was it 17 goals last season? He has lost Kyogo, an awful lot of goals, 66 or 68 or something for Celtic over the years. He's lost Jota for the first half of the season, who contributes with goals. I think it's quite clear that the likes of Yang isn't going to be the answer. Lewis Palmer's been shipped out. Marco Tello is about to be shipped out again. He does have Dyes and Maida, who's nailed on for one of those positions in the front three. But I think Brendan Rodgers won't be happy until he gets 2 more players up there to go with Maida, a centre-forward and another winger.
John, is your concern that the money won't be spent between now and the end of the transfer window?
Well, they've not got the money. They've got the money. It shows you in the cup final when he was bringing on that boy, Kenny, and that. The pool's not strong enough. And there's a big game coming up in a couple of weeks in the Champions League. As I say, it's not as though they've, like, repeating myself, they've got the money, so why are they not in a gamble? And you see, the guy gets you trophy after trophy and leagues after cups, leagues. Back a guy up, because I could just go land a cup. I'll come away. I can see him walking if he doesn't get a bargain.
Like, there's every chance that the work is going on behind the scenes and Celtic, you know, could well have those players, whether they're big money signings or whether they come in for more modest fees, but are the players that Brendan Rodgers wants. But can you understand that now on the 21st of July, why there is frustration from some Celtic fans?
And I'm even surprised, you know, there is obviously more than a month still to go, Andrew, but John's right. For the first time in 2 or 3 years, there's a Champions League qualifier there, which could be awkward for Celtic. Not only do you want the new signings in, but you want them bedded in. You want them in a bit of time before that game. Celtic spent big at the tail end of the summer window last year. They probably spent too big. You know, Engels for £11 million, Ida for £9 million, Trusty for £6 million. Maybe if the deals done with them earlier on, it wouldn't quite have cost them as much. There's an argument that Celtic paid over the odds for those three. I'm surprised they're not getting more business done earlier in the window to give Brendan the players for the Champions League qualifier, and also to avoid a repeat of what happened at the end of August last year.
Well, thank you to John, 01419511025, if you've got anything to add to that debate, and we'll take your call next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Roger Hanna here with me, Andrew McLean, in the studio. We're going to speak to Donald, who is a Rangers fan in East Kilbride. But before we do, let's hear a bit more from Russell Martin speaking this evening ahead of tomorrow's game against Panathinaikos. He was speaking about Cyril Dessers, Hamza Igaman. He says neither of the two strikers are fit enough to start tomorrow.
Well, they're not ready to start a game yet. They're not ready to play 90 minutes, but they're definitely ready to contribute, as is Gas. So Gas is not ready to play 90 minutes, but they all played 45 minutes on Saturday, so it put them in a really good place. And I like a lot of what I've seen from all three of them. They're all very different, but they're three players that excite us, the chance to work with them and hopefully keep them here and excite them about being here. And until they're not here, we will work with them, and they can definitely help us. All three of them can add, so we'll see them at some point over the two ties. How many minutes will be defined by how the game's going, and but they're physically ready to help us, just not over 90 minutes yet.
Yeah, Cyril Dessers, Hamza Igaman and JD Gassama, the new signing. Russell Martin saying also not ready to start. Will that be a big disappointment for Russell Martin? I know it's sort of different issues for each player. Cyril Dessers carried a knock into pre-season. There were visa issues with Hamza Igaman, but you know, two of the guys that scored most goals for Rangers last season not being available for such an important game at the start of the season.
The Igaman visa thing's unsatisfactory. You know, people know that this game's taking place on July 22nd. People know when they need to be back.
Happened last year as well, didn't it? For the Malmo game, was it? There was a passport visa issue.
Yeah, and these guys are highly paid professional athletes. These things should be all double checked, triple checked, both by the player and by the club. It's not really good enough to say, oh, well, is there a visa issue, you know? You know, if Rangers go out to Panathinaikos and Hamza Igaman hasn't been back and isn't ready to play, you know, because of an admin error, it's really not good enough. Gassama will have known he's coming to Rangers. Everybody else knew he was coming to Rangers. So quite how he's only fit to play half an hour or whatever it's going to be, you know.
Do you think there's maybe a trust in there with Russell Martin as well, that if the players haven't trained as much as the other players or haven't played as much with the team, that they don't know the system as well as the other players, and it's maybe not as wise to throw them into a game?
Listen, possibly that's the case, but I think I said last Monday in the show, I worried that Rangers were slightly undercooked by a lack of action. It is an important thing. I actually heard Stephen Presley talking about Dundee at the weekend being undercooked because they hadn't had enough friendlies before they started in this calamitous Premier Sports Cup campaign of theirs. So it is an important thing. Chris Boyd's column in the Scottish Sun on Saturday spoke about the importance of getting minutes into legs of players before the competitive stuff starts. Rangers, for me, haven't got enough minutes into the legs of these players. They should have been playing more football. They've now arrived at the big game against Panathinaikos, and three of their better attacking players aren't ready to play.
Also, Martin's saying as well that Tello Asgard, one of the new signings, is touch and go. Don't think he trained today,
He won't play the thigh injury.
No.
No, I don't. I think, I'll tell you that. I mean, that's unfortunate. When he would have been good to go. He was ready. He had minutes. He would play against Inferno last week and just got a knock in the thigh. And I don't think he'll be ready. Whether or not he'll be ready for second leg in Greece, that's up in the air, but I don't think you'll see him tomorrow.
Donald, how are you feeling about Rangers going into this game tomorrow?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on tonight.
No problem.
I feel that Rangers fans, I hope Rangers fans will be patient tomorrow night. It's a different style of play, different manager, there'll be different players involved. Players that were there last year will be learning a new way of playing. I think that we need to be patient. I don't think it's a must-win game. I think we need to be in the tie, taking it into the second leg. We've shown before that we can win away from home, albeit as a different style of play and different players. I think we need to be patient. Rangers fans are notoriously aren't patient. You know, I think the new owners coming in, it's gave us a good pep, you know, good bit of spirit about us. On the Danilo thing.
Well, I'll take that first point, Donald, and let you come back in, because I think in an ideal world, Russell Martin would get all the patience in the world from Rangers fans to implement his style, and you know there wouldn't be any moans and groans early on. But that's just not the way that football works.
Donald, Rangers were booed off at halftime in a pre-season friendly against Bruges. So if they're losing at halftime tomorrow night, as they were against Bruges, I think patience goes out the window. Football fans are not patient. They don't see the need to be patient. They don't see the big picture. And there's nothing the matter with that. They want instant success. They want the Russell Martin era to go off to a sparkling start tomorrow night with a win against Panathinaikos. They want to see this possession-based football that they've heard so much about since Russell Martin was appointed. They want to see it implemented from the first whistle tomorrow night. And there's nothing the matter with that. That is just human nature. But I think patience will be in short supply tomorrow.
What about Danilo then, Donald?
Danilo, the chap earlier on says that Danilo is the best striker in Scottish football. Pushing it a bit, saying that, you know. What I would say is Danilo, when he's been fit and has a run of games, which is very few in the last couple of years, really, few and far between, he has looked a right good player, but he's picked up injuries, you know. So has he got the potential to be the best striker in Scottish football? I think he has, but right now it's Maeda, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, Danilo's fortunate that he's going to get a start tomorrow night. He's only getting a start because Dessler and Egerman aren't ready to play. This is an opportunity I didn't see Danilo getting, and it's one that he's going to need to grasp, because he's now worked under, if you include Barry Ferguson, four Rangers managers, and he's never really been a first choice, and there's never really been a great argument for him to be a first choice. So not only is this an opportunity tomorrow for him, this might be his last opportunity at Rangers to show that he can be a first team player, and he has the ability and the goal scoring prowess to nudge ahead of Dessers and Egerman.
There's still a bit of mystique around Danilo, isn't there? Yeah. Because he's not had that sustained run in the team, whether some supporters have written him off as a prospect, or whether, like Craig earlier, thinks he's the best striker in Scotland.
There's been wee flashes. I think Craig mentioned the two goals he scored against Celtic last season. There have been little flashes from him. The goal he scored at Perth, remember when he got the nasty head knock when they clash of heads with Liam Gordon? Little flashes of his ability, but that's what it's been, just little flashes, you know. Maeda scored 33 goals last season. Lauren Shanklin scored 30 goals the previous season. If you're going to get into the argument to be the best number nine in Scotland, those are the numbers you need to put up.
What about Kieran Dill, Donald? Because I think there is, we've heard on the phone, some concern about Rangers fans that it looks as if he may start the game tomorrow night. Do you have, you know, faith in him, despite the fact that he's not shown, you know, what he would have wanted to at Ibrox?
Kieran Dill was a good player before he came to Rangers. He's not really showed it. He's not showed it for me. But then again, Russell Martin must see something in him, and the style of play, and maybe he can implement a different style of play for Rangers this season. And it looks as if he's in his plans, and we need to trust the manager.
And maybe, listen, it maybe is a stylistic thing, this, Donald, because Kieran Dill, when he played down south, looked a decent enough player. When Michael Beale brought him up here in the Bosman, it looked a decent enough signing, and it just hasn't worked for him so far. I wasn't quite sure. The systems Rangers have played under previous managers, Donald, I was never sure where Kieran Dill would quite fit into those systems. He was never, you know, he was now number six. Didn't strike you as being as effective a number eight as a Raskin or a Diamande.
Does he strike you as being a winger?
Well, it doesn't strike me as being a winger, but Rangers probably won't play with wingers. So maybe go back to what they did with Steven Gerrard and play with sort of two number 10s tucked in, if you like. There'll be an exception if Kasama plays. I think he is a winger, but I think the other guy will probably tuck in a little bit and get closer to the striker, Andrew. That's where Dowell played for Birmingham in the second half of last season, whether he was playing up front with Stansfield or with Alfie May or with Lyndon Dykes when he was fit. That's where he sort of played. So maybe Russell Martin thinks that sort of, oh, it's almost a half role between half number 10 and half right winger, getting close to a striker. Maybe that is the position that Rangers have been trying to find for Kieran Dill.
Well, thank you to Donald. Plenty more build up to that game tomorrow night. We'll bring you from 6 o'clock. Let's just take a quick look at some of the Premier Sports Cup results from the weekend. First one got to look at St Mirren 8, Annan 2. You don't often see results like that.
Yeah, a difficult week for Annan. They lost 6 at home to Ayr in the middle of the week, 14 goals. Maybe a couple of defensive reinforcements needed there, but it was just what St Mirren needed. And Michael Mandron has been in fantastic form pre-season.
Hearts with a 4-0 win. Some of their new signings looking pretty smart in the early stages.
They look good. I was talking to somebody today who had been at the game. Hearts are not involved in European football this season, and you wonder, when they don't have that Thursday Sunday thing going on in the first half of the season, whether they could get off to the type of start this season that Aberdeen got last season.
Yeah, not an overly convincing win for Motherwell over Stenhouse Muir in terms of scoreline.
No, and that's the third game that's happened. They've got Morton tomorrow night, the last of the group games. They need a positive result. I actually think they need a performance. Although I'm told Andy Halliday was outstanding.
Scott Allen and East Kilbride will be happy though. Another big result for them.
Listen, they're going well against a side that will meet in League 2 next season. They showed Elgin what they're going to need to compete with them for that title in League 2.
Well, that's all we've got time for tonight. Thank you to Roger Hanna in the studio. Thank you for your calls, getting involved in social media, watching on the live stream as well, or just listening at home. We'll be back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. I'll be here with Gordon DL, all the build up to Rangers' first competitive game of the season, Russell Martin's first competitive game in charge against Panathinaikos. It's a big one. Make sure to join us then. And it's Callum Gallagher that's up next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Col Robert. Restore your alloys to a factory finish in no time.